get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Let somebody say, I will choose good names. There are things you are praying for, it will never come to pass. Until your name change, you will continue to suffer that thing. See, let's just see together. One, two, go. Names such as Moses, Samuel, Samson are tied to an event. Answered prayers and divine encounter, which are good, but to be watched. Now, let me read this. Exodus 2:10 says, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses. She said, because I drew him out of the water. So the child's real name was not Moses. Amen. Pharaoh's daughter named him Moses. Moses meaning I drew him out of water. So each time she called him Moses, amen, Moses is associated with what? Water. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason why God used him. I don't know. To divide the Red Sea. But at times, the names you are called determine the exploits you do. Amen. We all know, Samson, those names were tied to events. Samuel, answer prayers. Samson, angel does wondrously. Said, this son shall be powerful. So they gave him the name Samson. Hallelujah. Now the next one, go with me, one, two, go. Names such as Abraham, Sarah, John the Baptist, Jesus, were new names given by God because they were tied to divine assignments. It's God that said from today, you will no more be Abraham because you are fathers of nations, fathers of generations. You are now Abraham. You are no more Sarai. You are now Sarah, mothers of nations. Hallelujah. So when the name came, barrenness was broken in the life of Sarah. When the name came, it means that Sarah could not give birth to just ordinary child. It gave birth to nation. If she was Sarai, she will only give birth to a son that she will know and some people will know. But God changed that name to Sarah and Abraham to Abraham, and they gave birth to Isaac that became nations. You will give birth to nations in the name of Jesus Christ. Up until now, God still gives new names. If you notice that you have a proper child, it is a wise thing to inquire from the Lord for his name. Also, if you believe that children are heritage of the Lord, then inquire of the Lord. Otherwise, message and preaching on vision and divine assignment will do no good to anyone answering the wrong name. So if you are answering a name that is not yours, and your pastor is now preaching on vision, your pastor is preaching on divine assignment, it will not benefit you because the name you are called will not make you to fulfill divine purpose. So in order not to thwart Jesus' destiny, the name came. The name came before Jesus came. It shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. The name came before Jesus came in person. The name came before John the Baptist came. So it's good to ask God for the name of our children. The moment you carry child in your womb, begin to ask God, who is him? What should I call him or her? Thank God we are in the days that the sex of the child can be determined or can be known before he or she will be born. So you can ask God. Because advising your children will not change them. They're already being called. It's just like you are advising somebody you are cursing every day. Because there are some people that the name they answer is a curse on their life. No matter the advice you gave them, it will not change anything. No matter how you pray for them, until you change their name or until your name is changed, there may be no changes. In the book of Matthew 1:21, Bible says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. There are some people, maybe hearing me now, that where you are living, people call you names such as Harlot. They will say, she has so many men. People call you, this one is a fraud star. It's an evil name. If you can accept Christ and begin to live righteous, you will have a change of name. But as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So the name of Jesus can change your own name. When you receive him, you receive a change of status, a change of name. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. If the name you are called is a major blocker to your person or make you fail, you can secure a change of name from the Lord. Fear warfare prayers and encounter with heavenly personalities. Amen. There are men and women called into divine assignment that before they start, God changes their names first. Yes, we mentioned Saul to Paul now. A name given by God is always generational in nature. If God gives you a name, it will take you to places. Hallelujah. It will take you around the world. Even in places that they have never seen you, but heard of you, or see your exploit, thank God for internet this day, they will be celebrating you. Let somebody shout amen. It's always generational in nature. It makes a single man to become a nation. In the book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8, the Lord sent a word into Jacob and it has lighted upon Israel. So if God wants to take you from local to global, if your name is the blocker, what will he do? He will change it. Now, when we were doing AZ City Resurrect, the Lord said I should tell the students that I want to give them stage name because it's raising celebrities. Now, AZ City Resurrect is 2010. I was privileged to see one of them online recently. Her Facebook followers, likes are in millions. YouTube, millions. TikTok, millions. And others, millions. And herself, millionaire. Praise the Lord. And the stage name she wrote, AZ City 2010, was what is using on all her social platform today. Amen. Any artist in the house, God will give you a good stage name. The name that will travel around the world, God will give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. We saw it in Genesis 32, 24 to 30. Jacob was changed by God to Israel after an all-night prayers. Saul was changed to Paul when he encountered the Lord on his way to Damascus. Acts chapter 13, you can read verse 9. I decree a change of name for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive a change of name right now in the name of Jesus. By the time you sleep tonight and you are waking up tomorrow morning, you are waking up with a new name. Let somebody say, I will wake up with a new name. Until you bear the right name, you won't have the right attitude and not walk in new glory. So, receive a new name today in Jesus' name. There are names in the Bible changed by some individuals. Some king changed some name to suit culture or own them, but wasn't recognized and carried no weight. What do we mean? In the Bible, some king in the Bible changed the names of some people, but that name has nothing to do because of culture and because of the God they worship, because of language barrier. But those names were not recognized. Because in the preceding story of Joseph, Joseph was not referred to as Tsafnath-Paneah, which Pharaoh gave him. In the book of Genesis chapter 145, he called Joseph Tsafnath-Paneah, that everybody in Egypt should not call him Joseph, begin to call him Tsafnath-Paneah. But we saw that in the preceding chapters, chapter 42 to the end, that name only appeared in that place only, not in other preceding chapters. So it is nothing. If you travel somewhere and they change your name to, it doesn't mean anything. Hallelujah. We saw that Nebuchadnezzar also changed Daniel to Belteshazzar in Daniel 1 verse 7. But it has nothing. Have you ever read in other books of the Bible about Daniel and the Bible referred to Daniel as Belteshazzar? No. So this proved to us that changing one's name based on culture or language barrier has nothing to do with the person if they are God's people. It has nothing to do with you. If you go to your village and they make you a chief, and because of that, the king, now change your name. It is nothing. It is nothing. So the name someone call you to suit a particular situation should not be submitted to or accepted. If I were you, I will not accept it. Call me what God called me. If you call me another name, it will not stick. Amen.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Finally, new name. Righteousness, we always enforce a new name. We have one of us in the house. He deals in houses, estate agent. And one of his boss told him, help me to lie to that client that you just paid the money to me. And he said, no, sir, I cannot lie to anybody. I will tell him the day I hand over the money to you. Now, another situation happened later. And this boss said, if it is him, he cannot lie. Anything he tell you is the truth. Righteousness will enforce a change of name. You will notice that the righteous one are being referred to as in an honorable way. But the wicked and ungodly are called terrible names. In the Bible, dove is used to represent the Holy Spirit. But dogs and goats were used to represent the ungodly. Amen. If you see, read that in the book of Matthew 3:16, the Spirit of God descended. The Spirit of God descended on Jesus in form of a dove. 2 Peter 2:2, you will also see it there. Matthew 25:31-33, go and study it. You can become special. Let somebody say, I can become special. Everyone that is truthful, every righteous person is a special person. There are some of us in this fellowship, we can leave our whole house in the hand of somebody else here. Amen. I've noticed this a lot in this fellowship. We are not afraid of ourselves. Hallelujah. Because it's fellowship of Christians. There's no one day that we have lost anything in this house. No one day. No single day. Is somebody here? There's no day where something is missing here. Because of the way the whole thing is formed. Hallelujah. I was told that in the olden days, people keep money with Christians. Because they know they won't spend it. They won't remove one naira out of it. I was told that most people, when they want to make someone manager or MDs of their branch, of their company, they look for Christians. But I'm not sure it's still happening like that today. Praise the Lord. Amen. That if two persons want to marry, they make a Christian their middleman. But these days, praise the Lord. Amen. Both middleman and middlewoman, they are dangerous. Hallelujah. I was in church and we are going for communion. People were packing their phone and their bag. They carry it to go and take Holy Communion and come back with it. Amen. Even in church, I was told of a pastor's meeting where a pastor was going to toilet and carry his chair to toilet. Amen. It's a pastor's meeting. The pastor was going to toilet to get himself convenient. He carried his chair to the toilet. When he finished, he brought back the chair and sat on it. In the pastor's meeting, that will tell you what is going on. Sir, where do you do that? I've seen one like that. We are in the meeting. Before the pastor came back, they have put something on his seat. He ran mad in our midst. Praise the Lord. That is the world we are living in today. That shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married. From today, you shall not be desolate, and you shall be called by a new name. If anybody is here, they have been disrespecting you, no more. They have been referring to you in a negative way. No more. Say no more. Say louder, say no more. Maybe some people just harass you and rubbish you. No more. Open your heart, let Jesus enter, and it will be no more. That harassment will end. Today, it ends in the name of Jesus. It all begins with righteousness. Many believers don't get to this level before they are trapped. And instead of being an instrument of comfort and faith, they are now children of wrath. Get to that level where you will secure a change of name and you begin to receive the totality of God. Come on, jump. I want you to begin to pray. I want you to begin to pray. Begin to call on him. Secure a change of name from him now. Secure a change of name from him now. Now secure a change of name from him. Secure a change of name from him right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now raise your voice. Say after me. Say, I paralyze. You are not shouting. Say, I paralyze the effects of evil names in my life. Open your mouth and paralyze it. I render it null and void. Evil names they have called me, murder than nickname or new name. I paralyze it. I say no more. Jesus. Yes. Yes. Laga de Yaketig and Desiribo Kodoganza. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Lay your right hand on your head. Say from today, my name will not answer with the devil. Say, my name will not answer the devil. Whatever you call your name for evil, it shall not answer. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. My name shall not answer with the devil. In the calling, in their evil, it shall not answer. In the calling for evil, it shall not answer. It shall not answer. In the call for failure, it shall not answer. If they call me in a calabash, it shall not answer. If they take my name to any place to harm me, my name shall not answer. Say in the prison yard, my name shall not answer. Among them. My name shall not answer to failure. Say. My name shall not answer to evil. My name shall not be mentioned among beggars. Like a tired and day you broke on this earth. Or you must have in this area. Speak. Now turn the prayer. My name will answer globally for good. My name will answer globally for good. In the name of Jesus, my name shall be associated with success. My name shall be associated with prosperity. So shall it be. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Jesus be my God.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawale Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.